Hey guys, I'm just here to tell you that I'm sorry for the short episode and the long wait since the last episode. The last one we had was Christmas. It's obviously now like the 17th of January as of recording this. Me and Ben, we'll get back into the groove of things. I think he's had a very busy couple of weeks at work. We're just trying to find time to talk about the things we want to do. Because we've got a couple of good episodes lined up, we've got a couple of good topics. So yeah, please stick around, subscribe to our YouTube, follow us on Spotify. We're on all the major hosting platforms apart from Apple Music, I think. So if you listen on that, get a shout on. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Again, we haven't been posting a whole lot. We've both just been busy with other things. However, we do appreciate all the views and all the support. So, yeah, enjoy this episode talking about Rust. Oh, that's good. I'm glad. Oh, 27 minutes past is the current time. That is.
Well, 26, actually.
Well, Windows says 27.
Now,
My phone says 27, so.
Windows said 26. It's because I'm closer to GMT than you.
But do you think it takes that
And
into
that's
account?
on Bomber Clark.
Anyway, we're finally back, Ben.
We are. It's
We
been a
are.
while.
It's been a little while, but it's stuff out of our control. You've been busy with work. We can't really do much about that. We'll just go around it. We're not gonna fucking I'm not gonna make you record something at like, I don't know, really early on or when you've got an early shift. I'm not gonna make you do it really late, etc. etc. So we're gonna make this another
Nice
sh
to have a little break. Some
yeah.
less things to worry about. I mean, I did
Exactly.
56 hours of work last week.
Yeah.
So,
And we've got a couple we've got some good episodes coming up. I
we
have to
do.
say, we I've got like we I think we've got two ones that we know we're gonna do, which is very exciting. But this one is not them. This one is about
No,
Rust.
it
The game
is
Rust, which
the
has had
game.
a little bit of a sexy resurgence. Because I remember I don't know when it came out, I think it was 2014 or 2013, something like that.
It's fairly old now.
Yeah. And I remember playing it then. And I mean, I was pretty shit then as well. But I remember doing it. And I remember it being like a thing. But then, it dies off, as most games do after like a couple of years, depending on what it is. And
Naturally.
then streamers got a hold of Rust. And they had a private server with like 200 fucking slots, and people just go on there and they stream. And so I think a lot of fucking people went to it. But the thing is, we didn't go on it because of that. We just
No.
kind of we went on it because I'm pretty sure Will just wanted to he just wanted a new game to play, and was like, "Does anyone else have Rust?" And then Josh was like, "Yeah," and then I went, "Yeah." He was like, "Cool, Neve's gonna get it, or Neve has it, so we're gonna play it." I was like, "Oh, cool." And then next thing you know, Simon's buying it. You're buying it. Fucking, I don't know who else. Oh, Niall had it. It's like everyone was just like, yeah, let's fucking do this.
I think everyone was in the same boat though, because it's a game that you always see, whether it's funny clips or you see it on YouTube. Because I've been watching Rust for years. Not long after it came out, I remember watching Rust videos and thinking this game is so strange. It
Yeah.
was I used to watch Bruce Willickers years ago play it, and oh, that was it. Bruce Willickers and Strippin, something like that. They used to play
Ripping.
it together, and
Oh my God.
I loved it. I thought it was great. And then over time, I kept coming back to it, sort of forgetting that it was called Rust. And I'd see it and be like, is that even the same game? It looks like the same game,
Yeah, that's
but it's
the
changed
I
so
think that was
much.
the thing, because I remember playing it when it was in a very different state. Like, it played differently. It was more glitchy than it is now, and even now it's a bit dodgy if you're doing anything.
But I think their game mechanics now more so. They've kept certain
Yeah,
things
yeah,
like that
yeah.
on purpose.
True. It's
Because it
very.
feels polished, I feel. Like when I play,
Yeah. It. Yeah.
it
It doesn't. It.
feels
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't feel
nice.
like
It's
a
fluid.
unpolished game. It does feel like it. It's doing things right, and it's doing things in the way it's supposed to be doing
Yeah.
it.
The things
So.
that are odd are confidently odd. I think that's the
Yeah.
best way to
Yeah.
describe it.
That. Yeah. That's a. It's a nice way
Yeah.
of putting it as well.
It is. Fix your game.
Yeah. And we've been playing it a lot. Well, I mean, I haven't personally. I play it a lot less out of everyone. But as a whole, as a collective, our group has played the shit out of this game in the last week and a half. Like, it's
I have racked up since, when was it we got it?
You got it on like the 7th.
It's probably a week, 2 weeks today, I think. I believe.
Oh, maybe. Is it?
It's some...
I feel like you think it's longer. I feel like you've only had it like a week, maybe 8 days or so.
A week? But let me see. I'll be able to see on Steam. I'm momentarily looking.
That's okay. That is okay.
It was January the 7th. Jesus okay. Christ.
That is a memory.
It's been 8 days.
And how many hours have you done?
61.
Oh, Jesus. And this is on your fucking 56-hour work week.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's all the hours. That's funny.
Yeah, I've played for 61.7 hours since the 7th. What day was the 7th?
Thursday. Yeah, because if today's Friday and it's 8 days, then yeah, it'd be Thursday.
Bloody heck.
Yeah, that's a... Fucking hell.
I mean, if that isn't a statement for how much we're enjoying the game,
yeah, no way. And the thing is, we are enjoying it, and I like that. Like, it's not like... Like, I don't play it less because I'd like it less. I just play it less because... I get quite scared by, like, a game like Rust. Like, there's so many fucking elements. Like, it scares me when you had electricity. Or, no, when Barney was, like, learning it. Because even Barney's, like, pretty with it on Rust.
Mm.
And he was like, I don't know how to fucking do it. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to go build a little hut for myself. And just put signs all over it. Which is weird, because you can play it that way. You can just be a traveling musician who does artwork for people.
Yeah.
If you somehow don't get killed by people.
See, I play it different to a lot of people. A lot of people gather gear and guns, go out, kill people and raid people and get more guns and gear and keep going up. I've just sort of become a bit of a nomad almost. I've got my base.
Yeah.
And I've got loads of cool stuff and guns, but I don't go out and kill people. I like to make friends. I go out and use the proximity chat and chat to whoever.
You go out being friendly first before hostile. Yeah, that's how I tend to approach these things.
Mm.
Which is a funny comparison compared to Will or Josh, who are very quick. I would say maybe Josh a little less, but Will is on the trigger. Like,
Will has the trigger, so he will use it. That's sort of his mentality, I believe. Whether he's consciously doing that or not, that's
You know, sometimes
He plays that in any game.
Yeah. He just wants a little bit of...
Away, he'll still fire. Like, that's just his natural way of playing.
Yeah.
Josh is he's very skilled with guns in games because he's got 5,000 hours in CSGO. So, obviously, he's going to be quite good with a gun and he's going to want to use a gun.
Mm.
I wouldn't say I'm bad with guns in games. I'm fairly good. But I'm not confident in Rust because it's completely different.
Yeah, Rust is a
weird
breed of shooter. Because it's again, strange, because you can kind of just play it as a survival. Yeah. You could play that game without ever seeing another player, and you could go enjoy yourself. Because there's like, you know, the barrels, go and get scrap and shit. You can still go buy stuff at the bandit camps and all the vending machines. You can take over the places with the AI scientists. It's like, there's still shit, so you can still build a base, and you don't even have to make it, like, super... Like, I don't know, with loads of defenses, because you could just be playing with, like, there could only be 10 people on your fucking server, and you could just, like, live a happy life down south.
Everything
or some shit
you do as well feels really rewarding, because you go out, you don't know where other people are, there's no map, you can't do it, the only thing is the global chat, but you don't want to give away stuff. So you go out somewhere, you go looking for things, you may find rubbish, you may find like some springs and some scrap and that's it. But then when you go out and you find that fridge in a crate and you think, hell yeah man, I found a fridge, gotta get this home, gosh darn it, I hope no one comes over and kills me and takes my fridge.
Yeah.
And then when you get back, as soon as you hear the little beep on your code lock as you open your front door and you get in that door, you're like, successful mission, no one stopped me, or if I did see anyone, I said hello, gave him some stuff, and I've got a fridge.
Exactly.
Put all my potatoes.
Exactly. And we are in the process of gearing up for, because we play on a chilled server, as they say, which is nice, where they only you can only raid between fucking 7 and 10 on a Friday and Saturday. So it creates, you know, it allows you to learn about the game before getting completely shit on. Yeah, definitely.
We're all early days, even though 61 hours already.
Yeah, I would check mine. I think I'm not even at 50, and I've had the game for about 7 years. So I must be at like 40, maybe 40 something, 41 or 2. Watch me be at like 33, honestly, I don't know.
41 hours on record.
Mate, I'm fucking on it today with numbers. I'm getting them all right.
Whoa, you got 225 on CSGO.
That's decent. And that's honestly...
You get on Phasmo.
How many hours?
3.7 hours.
Phasmo scares me, man.
It doesn't scare me anymore.
It's so scary. It really is. And this isn't Rust related. This is just what I'm doing. I'm currently kind of speed running GTA 4.
I've seen.
Which is, I don't know why, it's just funny. I do know why. It's because it was like last year or the year before, it was like put on Steam. Or like they redid it so it doesn't use Games for Windows Live. So it's all like within Steam now, is what I meant to say. And they've taken out all the online achievements, which means that you're now able to 100% the game, like properly. So that's what I'm going to do. And I've got loads of trophies just by like playing. Like some of them I've sorted them out. But like one of them, the one that I'm going for, is to complete the main storyline in under 30 hours. Which is like, it seems like a lot, but like you do dick about when you're playing just accidentally. And I have found myself doing that so much. I'm like, no, fuck no, I'm running out of time. I need to go like do another mission. Anyway, that's where all my hours are going. I've played less Cyberpunk in the last 4 days. Actually, no, I did play quite a lot the other day. Anyway, GTA 4 is now my game. That's my game now. Oh, God, games are whack. Games are whack. I'm just like, honestly, I'm just filling the day with stuff before uni starts. Because I thought it started this week and it just didn't. So I was like, now I've got like an extra week and a half to fucking do something with. Obviously, I could have been going on Rust, but...
Yeah. Should you have been going on Rust? Probably, because...
Yeah, it's a mix, because like it's not like I don't fully understand Rust. It's more just like sometimes I choose to not look into things in Rust.
Yeah.
Because like it obviously depends on what you want. Like, you know, if you... Like Will was like... he wanted to like do a car, but so he only has like the highest tier car bit. Like he didn't build a car from like the first step. Or like level one, he didn't make a level two car. He made like the top level car first, because that he like went out to go do that. Whereas like I researched chairs so I could make Bentley Torx in Rust, you know. So I went out and was like, I need to go find, like, I can't remember what's needed to make a chair. I think it's like metal and wood. And so I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go get some metal and wood, and then I made some chairs, and then
I've done a bit of everything.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm heavily into the electrics, the electronic stuff, and the fluid stuff, which is fun. Like, got my rain collector that goes off to a sprinkler system to water my potatoes.
Yeah, Will's got very into electricity in like the last few hours.
Yeah, I've seen, because I saw he's got red siren lights in his
yeah.
face.
Yeah,
it's funny because I'd built my own thing the night before. And I was like, do I send a video to everyone? No, I'm going to show them in person. I need to show you this thing. I've built a searchlight up on this tower, and you flick a switch, two garage doors open automatically, the searchlight switches on, two siren lights start going, a blue flashing light, and an alarm all start beeping at the same time. And I can sit on this tower and just move this searchlight around.
I think that's really funny, because in a way, like, it feels like that it's not even necessary to have those things. But then when you, like, if you were approaching a base and then all of a sudden, like, floodlights on, alarms blaring, you'd be like, oh shit, they've actually got, like, they've gone and used these like defense, or like to gather everyone, like, oh, the alarm's going, everyone fucking get back. It's crazy.
The searchlight actually blocks vision because of the round the light itself. Like in real life, you look at light, you see the flare around it.
Yeah.
You have that, and it's really good at hiding most of the base. So that's quite cool.
Actually,
if you can point it at a player consistently, they're blind.
That's fucking sick.
So yeah,
that's pretty fucking. Right,
and the alarm gets really annoying, so they'll probably want to go away.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'll just be like, I can't be bothered to raid this base. It's annoying. Not to mention the
tactics.
amount of fucking doors that bases can have. It's honestly painful.
Doors, armored doors, garage doors.
It's honestly painful, like especially if you go into your base which has like 1,000 doors, and then you go out and then you're like, oh shit.
I forgot my bloody pickaxe.
And so you have to go back.
And I go beep. Beep, 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 all the way through.
Sometimes you give up. You're just like, you know what? I'll just fucking go get wood, go get metal, and I'll go find a furnace outside, and I'm not going back in. Fuck that noise.
Something that I did that was silly. I've got a you know, like tank barricades. It's got like the piece of metal cross-hatched together. I got one of them. It's wrapped in barbed wire. And smart idea, Ben. Oh, I'll put this in front of my door so people come into the door might get attacked by it. Like stamped on it, and it'll make it harder. Well, so far, other than Andy and maybe Jake or someone, who's been stabbed on it the most? I have. I've died on it once. Like
that's good.
It just you stand on it. It's like stepping on a landmine. Your health just drops.
Mm. Yeah, I remember that always being the tactic when I used to play back in the day. It was just like you'd put spikes and shit out the front door, but that's not useful because like no one else is going to fucking use that door except you.
Yeah.
You're just going to hurt yourself. Go put them elsewhere. Or like put them in a fucking bush outside of your base so when people are like, oh, I'm going to go hide in this bush, they just step on some spikes. That's actually genius. We should do that. That's low-key, that's kind of smart.
I might just put spikes everywhere outside my base.
Just fucking, just everywhere.
Once we're off this, that's it. Because my base is not as defended as everyone else, like the main one.
No, yeah, definitely.
And I may need some help. So.
Although, in a way, though, the studio, what I'm calling my base, it doesn't even have anything in it. It has chairs and a table. Yeah.
And that, you won't get raided anyway.
No, I fucking shouldn't. Unless people are cunts, right? I've got signs saying, no guns, we love peaceful, this is a podcast, not a fucking... There's no violence should be in it.
Exactly.
You look through the window, and what do you see? You see a table and some chairs. You see a TC, and you go, hang on, there's a bloody TC here. If you somehow get in and then do the code to the TC, all you'll find is fucking wood, because that's all the base is made out of. I'm just letting it survive for, like, 2 weeks. I really hope that someone, like, even during raid hours, which is very shortly, it's about an hour and a bit away, I really hope someone just comes by just to have a little sit-down talk with me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, that'd be really... Honestly, that'd be amazing. Proximity chat, I'm like, hey, welcome to Bunny Talks. I'll make sure to record it. If someone outside of the group fucking goes in there, I will be sure to record it.
Yeah.
And I'll upload it as, like, a bonus thing to YouTube and Spotify, because that'd just be class. I might do that. I'll advertise it.
Welcome, whoever you are.
Wait, I can't advertise it because it's close to our fucking base. Ah, I should have built it away. Oh well, you win some, you lose some.
Another one. We can help them build. We'll build another one.
Yeah.
We can do that. Just after both raid days.
Yeah, I was gonna say just Sunday, Monday.
Build a new and improved Benny Talk Studio, and then we can show that off, and we'll do an episode, a follow-up episode about Rust.
Definitely.
In the Bentley talk.
Yeah, and I think maybe when all of us have kind of like calmed down on Rust, maybe we play a little less. We'll collect everyone and get their thoughts, because we wanted everyone on this, but currently everyone is on the game and everyone's like worried about the raid hours and shit. So we're just going to let them do that. And this episode will probably end in a couple of minutes, just because we also want to go do that.
Yeah.
It feels kind of like a weird addiction, you know? Like, you know when you'd hear about World of Warcraft, it's like them doing raids. That's what it feels like when I'm describing it. I'm like, yeah, we have to stop what we're doing. We have to stop this podcast that we both work very hard on doing.
And want to do.
And want to do, to go play a fucking game. It's just...
It's like part of me in my head is like, yeah, Finn, I want to build my base up.
Yeah.
Like, I've just heard my mum come home, and... I know, it should be like, what do you want to do now? No, I'll stop, thanks. I'm going to play Rust.
Oh, speaking of, right, we'll end it. We'll end it now. I'm gonna end on a little thing. Ben, I don't know if you were here yesterday. I don't think you were. I don't remember. Point is, speaking of dinner, I have something very special for dinner tonight. I'm making a weed burger. I know. I've decarboxylated weed. I've got my beef ready to be spiced. And yeah, it's gonna be sick. So I'm gonna end this, make that, and then rust it up.
Burger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Burger of cum.
Burger of cum. Anyway, we're sorry that this is a short episode. I'm sure no one really cares. I'm pretty sure people actually probably prefer the shorter episodes, if we're being honest. Who knows? Honestly, I'm just doing what I want to do. And that's exactly the key.
We're being selfish in the nicest way possible.
Exactly.
We don't care what you think because we like it.
Exactly.
If you don't like it,
get fucked.
Good for you.
Oh.
Get humbled.
Anyway, 20 minutes has just passed, so. Fair enough.
See you around.
See you around.